Should we just like roll in like this? Should we just talk?
Yeah, let's just talk. Hi guys, welcome to the podcast and stuff.
Every week it gets worse. The effort goes down.
Structure disintegrates. It's
going to be high. Let's get into this.
Let's get into it. Oh my goodness.
So today, guys. First of all, guys, sorry for mising you guys for so long.
I would too. We have ICR co-work, guys.
Hence the theme of this episode. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes.
How are we doing? How's life? Listen, an update on our life. As a, we should have done like a vlog, an update. You know, like those vloggers and they go like,
yes, life update.
Life updates.
Where I've been.
Let's start with, how's your March been? Since we're coming to the end of Miss Marchie's.
Oh, thank God. You, I hated this bitch. You know, I hated her.
What happened?
For those who are listening, context. I moved into like my first flat. So like now I'm living alone, all alone and stuff like that. Things have been difficult. I think I had, might still have, but I don't know, had like a depressive episode vibe. Breaking down, crying almost every day.
It was a really actual conversation about living by yourself. It's another experience.
That needs to be an episode. Like, we just talk about shit. You're actually on your own. And my thing is, Tom, I think what made this month harder for me was that I hate asking for help, but like I need help with a lot right now. Like, guys, like get me off my feet. Like, please help me. Whoever can help me, please help. But I hate doing that because I don't like to be weak.
We need to dissect that one. What is the cause?
Like, what is the cause, honey? African daughter syndrome, that's what it is. Two of me don't like to ask for help because you're the second mom, period. That's but anyway, two of me, hey, that's my March in a nutshell. How is your March, two of me?
My March has been very long. Very long, very, like, depresso. But I don't want to almost complain about it because, like, I've been in this mood of like trying not to complain about the things that I go through because I'm trying to understand that like I need to go through them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's just some shit that you have to go through. Sorry, I don't know if you heard that.
What?
Okay. I know there was a notification. But sorry. Shit, man.
It's okay.
But like I've been very miserable. Right, been very miserable, but like a lot of shit came to be, like a lot of things either came to an end or things were starting and stuff like that. So it was just a very alone period. Like I felt very alone, even though it wasn't like I don't have people, that's why I feel alone. It was just like, you know, when you realize that your life, your life is lifing. And the only person that can like help you right now is yourself. And the only person who can like get you into where you like, where you can at least be calm, man, like or something like that. I don't know how to explain it, but like, it's just been a very hard month to be in, but it's okay because like a lot of things came to be. And even though things are still a little bit confusing right now, they're better than they were beginning of the month. Let's say that.
Yeah.
So yeah, alone, but we, you know, we're finally moving.
And I've also had this thing where, you know how everyone says, yeah, your 20s suck, and like this month I realized, yo, like I thought my life was gonna suck, but like it's doing a thing. Like when people say your 20s suck, like it's sucking right now. And I think like, say what you're gonna say. My thing ran away from you.
Your thought ran away from you.
Yeah.
What was something that you felt like, okay, actually, question, I want to actually talk about the thingy, the like being by yourself thing and like moving in, like staying by yourself in your apartment and that transition from, and especially with you, because you came from a household where Nikwele, guys, like you guys are a full family.
Gang, gang.
It's gang, gang. And now it's just you. And like you always used to tell me how much you always craved like your space from high school, even. Like it was your number one thing. It was just like, I want my own space. I want to be alone. I want, like, you know. How does it feel now having that? Like the difference between wanting it and now having it?
This is tricky. The girl's been down. And I thought at first that maybe I was kind of regretting it, like maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe now I'm like attached to a lease that I don't even like want to fulfill. Maybe I'm not meant to live alone. Maybe like I need people. And I don't think it's really that, because I do value my own space, but I can create spaces where like have people come over, chill. I realize that I really like it when people come and visit me and the space is full and now like is alive and I'm here like, okay. But I think when people talk about living alone, because there's a lot of like living alone propaganda online, like, oh, I just got my new
car. Hey, like, I'm a faithful blower.
Like, so you think when you move in, it's going to be like absolutely blissful. But I think mentally I had to adjust to like the thinking of, I'm not with my family anymore. Like if the electricity is gone, it's me.
Gone. If there's no roommates.
There's no roommates. If I waste money on drinking, it's me. Like I won't eat. I can't go anywhere and eat. Like the food in my fridge is the food in my fridge, period. I need a save. Like now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like this pension, and I need to like open an investment account. Okay, how was it like going into that, like the living alone thing? And now you're coming out of it and stuff like that. So how has that
been? I won't lie. Because like I went from like, because I realized that I actually did enjoy having someone to live with. Like I really enjoyed my roommates. In second year, right? It was really fun to have a roommate, but then I also really, really, why am I really, really lying? Oh my God. But I really saw that I enjoyed like my own space. Like I realized that I don't like staying with people. And I felt like this even at home, like I hated staying with people. And then even when it was this first year, when I was staying with like my brothers and stuff like that, the first thing, like I thought that maybe it was like my brothers. And I was just like, I need to get the fuck out of this place. I can't live with them. Like, I just can't do it. Like, I love them, but I can't do it. Like, maybe staying with a friend is better. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that, guys, maybe I'm the problem here. But I really enjoy it. No, because I can't do any of it. So, like, but I realized that I enjoy staying by myself, but I hate being alone. But, like, after living with my brothers, right, I basically realized that, like, it's one of those where I enjoyed also like staying with the roommates. It was really nice. But then I still had that feeling of like, I want to be by myself. Like I want to live by myself. I want the freedom because I'm a very like, I like shit the way that I like my shit. And I get really annoyed when people don't do shit the way that I like to. But I realized that I'm also being controlling by doing that. So I told myself to just eliminate yourself from the situation. The problem isn't them. It can't always be everyone else. Like, the problem can't always be everyone else. Sometimes it's me. You know what I mean? So, like, I was just, like, I made the decision to, like, stay by myself the following year, which was last year. And that was, like, it was enjoyable. But I hate being alone, which is something I didn't realize. I'm an introvert. I'm very introverted. Maybe call me an ambivert, but like I'm very introverted. So like I like my space. I don't like going out all the time. Like for me, it's very like, you know, touch and go with being in other people's spaces. But then I also realized how being by yourself all the time, and even if it's sucks. Like it sucks. Oh my God, it's just you and your brain. Yo, as a there was a time last year, Like, and last year I went silent. Like, I went proper silent at some point. I stopped talking to everybody. Guys, when I say that it was me in my brain every single day, like, I had no time to speak to anybody because me and myself, we were like this. We were going back and forth. I would literally wake up one morning being perfectly fine. Things are great. And because the clouds covered the sun, I'm crying. Now it's stressing about things that don't exist. Now it's overthinking about things that do. Now it's feeling, oh my God, I can't do this. Oh my God, what's happening? I want to go home, but I know that I hate being at home. So it's like, what the fuck? What do you want? Like, now I'm here. Like, why are you so indecisive? Like, yo, guys, the back and forth with yourself is so fucking annoying. And you sit there going in circles. But one thing that, like, I was really grateful for last year was the fact that, like, I had a lot of people around me who enjoyed, like, being in my space. So, like, you know, Ayanda was like my bitch. She always, every day, even if I wasn't like around it, like, she'd just be like, hello, hi, are you alive? Like, what's up, Pila bitch? Like, are you? And like, I really appreciated those things. Even like some of my friends that stayed in my building, like, I made friends too, because like pandemic situations, so, like, everybody was at home, or like you couldn't visit other people's reses and stuff like that. It was such an issue. So I ended up like making friends in my building and stuff like that. And it was just so like, it was nice to be able to have places to escape when I needed to, but I still, like, one thing that I won't ever regret, and I'm still going to do it again, is live by myself. Like, I really, really enjoy staying by myself. It's annoying mentally, like, it's very straining, but it's a better environment for me to be in than when I'm, like, consuming everybody else's spaces. Like, yeah. So, like, it was annoying, it was draining, but I wouldn't change it. I really wouldn't change it. Really, really wouldn't. But yeah. Oh, and then like from last year to this year, fuck this.
Yeah.
I need to get my space back. Like, being back at home. Pardon me. I know that I need to be back at home. Like, I've been, there's a lot of things that have been happening around me where I'm just like, I get why I need to be back in the space. Like, I get the things that I have to learn whilst I'm back here. But a bitch still wants to leave. Like, I'm ready to go at any point. Somebody can, you know, put a nice deposit into my bank account so I can just start renting somewhere. You know what I mean? And then we'll see where it goes, guys. Like, but I just need to get the fuck out.
Oh, trauma.
I still need to get out. Yeah.
Soon. When we monetize, period. Honey, when we get our sponsorships. That's hello. Soon. This episode has been sponsored by...
Bye! Hey! You are 11-11 in this bitch.
Honey, 11-11.
Yeah.
Okay, because also, like, another theme for March, for me, okay? I know also for you, because we talk all the time.
Twin flames!
Twin flames! This is my twin flame.
Guys,
a theme this month was kind of like, bitch, I need a job. Like, bitch, like, I need to support myself. Like, I need to become financially independent today. Like,
yesterday.
And it's the yesterday. Today, last week, I need to be independent. Like, this is not it. So my question is, okay, because we've been suffering a bit has been the theme here in terms of like career. So I wanted to know how, well, at least within this month, what have you, how do I phrase this question? What have you learned about yourself in terms of like what you're able to do for yourself? Or have you like realized, because I realized, I've always had this thing where somehow, not that money's like, money's attracted to me, let me just say that.
Hello!
But money's attracted to me, but like if it's dark, like I'll make a way, but that's the thing, it has to be dark. So when it isn't dark, I don't know like how to switch that thing on. I don't know how to, okay, now I need to like work. Now I need to like make a portfolio. Now I need to do this. So what?
All of a sudden.
Now I need to like find jobs. So like what for you has like, what have you learned about yourself in terms of like this weird scary career period of life.
I hate suffering, and especially financially. It's anything but that. You know, I would rather unpack your childhood traumas than, you know, but with my therapist that I'm paying however much that I need to, than to sit and stress about money. I hate stressing about money. And, but not even Anne, but like,
it kills me.
I also realized that, like, I know how to work when I need to, but not necessarily when I want to, which is something that I want to change. I don't know how, but I want to change it. Like, I want to start working, like, for things that I want, and not only learning how to work for when I need something. So, like, when shit is rough, now I need to learn how to paddle. But the way that I can only paddle is, like, it's bare minimum. Like, I can't even do this, half the stuff that I want to do, because I didn't at least set myself up before to prepare to have to paddle. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, like, I learned that I have to get my work ethic in check. Like, I need to learn how to take chances. I'm really shy when it comes to, like, I thought that it was just, like, just socially. But, like, I'm really shy when it comes to, like, my abilities and what I'm capable of doing, like, work-wise, I guess. I don't know. But, like, yeah. Mm. Like, I really need to stop that. Because I realize a lot of opportunities pass you by when you're not confident about certain things, and when you're not confident in yourself and being like, listen, even if I'm not, like, you know, Usain Bolt, I can still run, you know, somewhat, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, rather run with the legs that I have now than dream for, like, legs that I'll never have. Yo, fuck. I don't know. But, like, yeah.
Mm.
So I've been trying to get into that.
And I think it's also, like you're saying, like, this thing of, I still have legs, I can still run, but I'm not Usain Bolt. Mm. And I think, especially because we come from, like, a schooling system, and, you know, everyone, like, encourages you to, like, pass with flying colors. Black parents always, like, pass with flying colors. Oh, man, So you always, like, when you're looking for a job, or when you're, like, trying to figure out, okay, what do I do next now?
Mm.
You're always, like, thinking from a place of, what am I, like, fantastic at? And not, like, what can I do can help me now, sustain me now? And I think it's such, you know.
Always. Do you think that, like, a part of that struggle comes with not necessarily knowing what you want to invest yourself into? So there's almost this, like, fear of, like, what if I try and throw myself into something that I'm not ready for, or something that I actually didn't want to do? And now I'm here, and it's like, oh.
I hate it here.
Yeah.
I think, like, basically, you have to choose your hell. Like, you rather do something. You rather do something, and you, okay, let's say I want to be, like, an Oscar award-winning actress, right? Mm. But I need to pay my rent. So obviously, I'm, like, going to go to auditions, and now I'm going to, like, be a waiter at Spurs so I can get the coin rolling in.
Mm.
And rather, I think it's very important to, even when that's happening, like, you find yourself in a space where you're doing something you don't really like,
mm-hmm.
at least, like, know where you want to go. Like, if I want to be, like, an award-winning actress, every day when I'm suffering here at Spur, people are treating me like shit. I remember I'm just doing this as a side hustle. Like, this is my main side hustle. Mm. Like, it's my main hustle now, One of these auditions, the way life works, something has to give. Like, if you do something long enough, something will happen. So if I'm going to all of these auditions, one day, like, I'll be in this Oscar nominated film, and then I'll get my award, period. Now I am who I want to be. But I think just what I hate is that it's easier said than done. I can say all the doodah day here. Yeah, work at Spur, you know what you want to do. But, like, how doing something you don't want to do for coin.
Can I say something that really scares me? And I think has been feeding my, like, confusement. Remember how, like, I told you that, like, I've been so confused about what I actually want to do with my life. Like, and even though, like, I'm not necessarily trying to plan, like, yeah, no, this age, this is happening, da 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 da. But like at least something, like, you know, like a little vision, Yana, that I want to chase or something like that. And I think that I've almost been like, I can't even lie to you, I haven't dreamt in a very long time. Like I haven't dreamt about like, because I have like a normal vision for my life. Like I obviously have things that I know that I like and hope to have in the future. But like, I haven't been like shaken almost by a dream that I want in a very long time. Like I haven't had this like, yes, like I want to go and do this. Like I probably had that before, you know, when I went to go and study fashion. I had it when I wanted to go and study it. I was just like, yeah, I can see this. I can see this for myself. Like, you know, yeah. And then like, because that dream started fading away, now I'm just like, I haven't had that thing where it's just like, this is it. This is it. Run with this. Like, this is what you can do now. And I think that that's made me so scared to even attempt to dream, like to attempt to like put my faith into something. And even if it like fails, like it's been very, it's a very weird thing, but I know that it's going to come. I think that I'm just like annoyed that I can't see it right now. Like if I at least knew, like I sort of have an idea now, like there's something that I've been thinking about, but it's a very like, and I think that I'm content with it because it's nothing passion-like. Like I can add my passion into it, but it's nothing like, like it's just a job, but it's a job that I think that I would enjoy. So like, I've sort of like gotten that into thinking. I'll tell you about that later on. But like, I've sort of have that in my mind. But like, in terms of my passion, that's still something that I want to find and figure out. And like, see, even if it's my side hustle, because I realize I don't want my passion to be my main career. I don't want it. The stress. Oh God.
I don't know why society sells you this thing of do something you're passionate about. I think it's such a scam. Like not even like ran out of hobbies. It also like it warps your idea of what you do in your free time. Like now in my free time, all I do is like watch YouTube videos. Whereas like in high school when I wasn't like writing because I wanted to make guap. Now I'm here, when I write, I'm thinking, oh, I can imagine this, like, on this platform, Showmax, Netflix. Oh, who can I pitch to for funding now? Listen. Oh, my goodness. Like, it's not even, like, I love these characters. And of course, somewhat it is. But it's, like, it's not even, like, invested in the art of storytelling anymore. You're kind of like, okay, what story will sell? Like, which story can I sell and make
would
something?
Would it make sense?
Exactly. And do then you think, I've never asked you this before. Sorry, I'm just going to like.
No, go in. Wait, just hold on. I can't hear you.
Oh, child.
Okay, you're back. You're here.
I'm going to move a bit because my wine glass is empty. Hi, we're in my kitchen now.
Hello.
I don't want to put this on the stove. Hi, here she is. Hi. Anyways. But, okay. Oh my God, and the second thoughts. Do you think that like you trying to profit off of fashion or you pursuing fashion as like something to study, do you think it destroyed your relationship with it?
Do what it did. I think that I still love what's this thing called? Like the fashion industry and the course that I was studying. I really still love the course. I really enjoyed what I was studying. I think that what was really demotivating for me was more so that it didn't feel like I was achieving anything in it. So it almost felt like if I'm not like doing anything that contributes to this like course that I'm doing that contributes to the person that I want to become in this industry and like what I want to do and all of that stuff, if it's not contributing or if I haven't started contributing now, like what the fuck, like you're late. It really felt like bitch, you're late, step down, you're late. And I think that I probably put a lot of pressure on myself for that, but I don't mind that I still dropped out. Like, I don't regret dropping out. I don't regret changing my mind or where I want my focus to be, because I realized that even in the new path that I want to take, I can still incorporate a lot of the things that I enjoyed about the fashion industry and what I enjoyed that I was experiencing and the things that I was like latching onto. I can still experience those things without having to be
in cutting industry. Off.
Oh shit.
Come back.
God okay. Damn it.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I was just basically yes. saying that like, I appreciate that I know that I can still enjoy everything that I was enjoying. I can still learn. I can still engage with the industry in the ways that I want to, but I don't have to necessarily commit myself to it as a career, like as a, because it's a very thingy industry. Like, it's very fast. It's very, you know, it's exciting and it's very just like, it's big, man. Like, it's a very big yeah. industry. And if you're not making, not necessarily that you're not making big moves, but if you're not making your big moves, I don't know how to make that a thing. Like, if you're not setting your path for yourself already, oh, it feels like just let it be a hobby almost. I don't know if that makes sense. So like, you know how there's a lot of people that get themselves into like these industries and stuff like that, that they want to get into only because they think that they what's this thing called, that like having this skill, let's say, will get them through, and like that's what's going to get them through, and that's what's going to make them, you know, it, when in actual fact there's a lot of like, there's a lot of things that come with getting yourself into like respective industries, you know what I mean? Like, well, not even respective, but like different industries. I hate internet. Okay. But like, it takes a lot to pursue the things that you want to pursue, because it's not just, like you said, it's not just as a writing a good story.
Ooh,
that. Oh, sorry. Are we here?
Wait.
Sorry.
Oh, she's out.
Am I out?
She's out.
Is it?
Okay, here you are.
You were so disappointed. You're like, shit.
So you were like, gone. I was like, no.
She's crying. It's over.
It's over.
What's this thing called? Oh, yeah, but I'll say. But like, it takes a lot to but it takes a lot. But yeah, like, it takes a lot to succeed in like the industries and the career paths that you want to get into. And I think that if you aren't as committed to learning the full craft, like, just like you said, it doesn't just take you writing a nice story with interesting characters to make you a writer, like a successful writer, at least a writer who can monetize off their work, you know what I mean? You have to learn the business. You need to know how to get your funding. You need to know who you need to talk to. You need to like network and like there's a whole bunch of different things that you you know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of things that you have to get yourself into in order to actually succeed in some of these industries. And for me, I just didn't see myself putting so much effort in the fashion industry. And I think that I would rather leave it up to the bitches who know what the fuck they're doing and are doing it well, quite frankly. I'd rather leave it up to them to do what they need to do than to, you know, put myself there where I'm not really there, but I'm there. You know what I mean? So I can still enjoy from the sidelines.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know what it is? It's like drama. You remember in grade 10, how I used to love drama? Like, yes, I loved the subject. But bitch, I was not good at it. Like, I was just not good at the subject. I didn't put enough time and effort into that bitch. Like, maybe if I had the heart for it, it would have worked out. But I didn't. But I still kept around. Like, so I still helped at it at what's this thing called? Showcases. Was still doing the most, still around, you know what I mean? But I just didn't necessarily waste Thingy's time by being in her class, you know? You see? So I was just like, I told myself that, like, I need to learn how to work with what I'm good at. And I know what I'm good at, like, naturally. I know exactly what that is. Why am I stressing myself?
Yeah.
Why am I stressing myself? Trying to be and get into things that don't want me. Ah, and if they do, I'll find them later on. That's another thing.
Exactly.
I've started to have this energy of, if things aren't communicating right now and they want to, they will later on. They will show itself. Yes. It will come into my life in some sort of shape or way, and it will allow itself to show there. You know what I mean? But for now, let me stick at what I'm good at. You know what I mean? Let me grow and enrich on that bad side. You know what I mean? And yourself, when it came to writing, I remember there's a time where you were just like, you don't even know if you were still.
Ooh, you are cut again.
Oh,
I sound cut.
Oh God, it's Major League. It's Major League.
Are we back?
We back.
Hi, darling.
I hate how this thing is so in and out.
Wait, what were you saying?
What's this thing called? Oh yes, I was gonna ask.
Kati, once more.
Again?
Again, again, again.
Hi, Santa. Yeah. Oh my God. Hello.
What frustrates me is that I hear you in snippets. I just behind the scenes.
You know, I'm hearing you properly. I don't know what's going on. I'm hearing you perfectly
so
fine.
Weird.
And you're even moving here on my screen, ma'am. Like, I can see you fully. Ciao. I don't know if you want to go into this one. This is another theme for us this March.
Okay.
Love. So many things.
Love. Oh, triggering.
Do we talk about all
this? Is it twin flames, Nyanyan? Why did everything fall apart at the same time?
Things fall apart, baby. Things fall apart. I hate growing up. Personally, I hate growing up.
Same.
I hate growing up. Life was so simple when we didn't think. Life was very simple when you didn't think. You could have allowed toxic patterns to rule your life, or you could have allowed yourself to be immature with your own, like, you know, understanding of things. You would allow yourself and everything would be great. Oh.
Hey.
Go through a, you know, a breakup and
but
then you
no.
go big.
No.
Now we have to be big. Now we have to think, why do we have these patterns? Why do I like to self-sabotage and then go back? What is the reason? Did I not learn my lesson the first time? Did I not see how I felt the first time? Did I not? I hate it. Can you still hear me?
Okay, we'll dissect each other here.
Eh, we.
I can still hear you. But what is a... Okay, you already hinted at her, but you must dissect her more. But what relationship pattern did you realize? Especially because I think we're both in that place in life where we're like, oh, if a relationship comes cute, but I don't want her right now.
I don't want her! Get her the fuck away!
Get her the fuck away. There's
please let me grow up.
About.
Just a little bit.
Like,
let me grow the fuck up.
Need a bit of growth. So it's like, what have you picked up? Or what was the thing that made you realize, you know what, for this part of life, this is actually not for me right now?
I have this thing, right, where I kind of, you know, the whole you bake your cake and you want to eat it too thing. So like, I will know how I'm feeling. So if today I'm feeling frustrated and I'm feeling frustrated because what's this thing called? Like, my life is just a mess. Okay, which basically was what happened. like my life was just a mess, you know what I mean? I was dropping out. What's this thing called? A lot of traumatic shit happened, not a lot, but like traumatic things happened last year that like just got me into a really deep like mindset. I don't know what to call it, but like I was very much in my head. And then now moving back, you know, realizing what life is actually like in terms of like, because like, you know, when you're at res and stuff like that, like life is cute, you know what I mean? You don't know what's happening at home, you don't know. It's just you and your books, it's you and your studies, and that's about it. And then when I came home, I came to realize that what was happening at home, and I was just like, I'm such an emotional wreck right now. And trying to be still accountable to somebody will drive me insane. Like, as much as, and this is, I think, the annoying part about everything that happened was the fact that, like, it wasn't like things were bad. It wasn't like, like he wasn't there for me. Okay, do you speak about it like that? But like, yeah, it wasn't like my partner wasn't there for
Period.
me. It wasn't like proper support, you know, always there, but it just felt like I couldn't provide that exact same like energy for them. You know what I mean? Like I knew that I couldn't, like I came to the conclusion recently, and I was just like, I think that I was emotionally and still am emotionally unavailable. Like, 1 minute I leech onto every single feeling and emotion this person will give me. So like I'll feel so good because this person reassures me. They make me feel so good. They don't like it, just perfect. Everything's nice. But then the second that I'm not talking to them, or the second that I'm not with them, I'm just not okay. Now I'm back to my states. I'm back to my moods. I'm back to the da-da. And then it just feels like I'm switching on and switching off things that shouldn't be switched on and switched off. Like I, and it's not even because of them. That was the way, this is why I was just like, I had to be like, I had to be big about it. Like I had to try and be mature about it and be like, you can't stay with someone if you're so undecisive and you're so uncertain about what you even want right now and like where you even are. Now, how am I supposed to ask somebody to wait for me like that? Like, all right, son, now imagine a person carrying you around with their problems, with their stresses, with their whatevers, when it's something that like they genuinely need to go through alone. And not alone as in like by themselves, they shouldn't be like nobody should be there for them, but like your guys being in a relationship when you are going, huh?
It's crap.
Oh. And
Crap.
like it's
Crap.
nice sometimes. Like I realized last year when every like when I was like really just like within my own pits, it was perfect. Like that's exactly what I needed at that time. Like I needed to have somebody who could be there for me, like essentially unconditionally, you know what I mean? Like I needed to feel that like that kind of love and that kind of thingy. And then I realized how much it was a very self-serving relationship where I wouldn't like be there for him in the way that he wanted me to be there for him, or at least I think that. Like I don't, he never said that to me, but like I really felt like I just wasn't. Like there was so much where, so many times where he would show exactly why he was here. And it felt like I wasn't giving him that same energy. And I wasn't giving him that same thing. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, I can't just be here and essentially pretend that, like, I'm grand. Like, everything's fine. Like, everything's good. I'm not being a good girlfriend. I'm not listening. That's another thing. I stopped listening and not necessarily stopped as in, like, I didn't want to listen to him, but like, I was just in my head the whole time. And I was just like, that is so fucking selfish. You're not going to talk to someone and then not like engage with them. Like, engage. What's going on? What's happening? And I was like, stop. Just, like, eventually, I was just like, you can't keep doing this. It can't always be, yeah, no, I'm feeling like this. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to try to be better. And then I'm not trying to be better. What the fuck? Like,
To me.
if you want to do better, be better. That's why I was just like, I need this time to grow the fuck up. Like, I need this time to learn that, you know, this is life. At some point, you it won't or it can't always be, I'm going through shit, so I can't be here for you. All right, son, now you're always gonna be going through shit. Like, you're always going to be thinking, like, I just need to learn how to find a way for me to deal with all of that and still learn how to be with someone. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's just like, there's
You guys.
that. And it's annoying because now you're not just losing a partner, you're losing a friend. Like,
That. same.
It's not like they lost also, but like, oh, son, it's not the same.
Guys, it's not cute.
It's not the same.
It's not nice at all.
I wish I was still like my high school self. Oh, bitch, I would have been back already. Love back. Like,
You just, you make the connection, that's it. You don't care how the connection fits into your life. You don't care if it's logical or not. You just do it.
You just go.
You just go.
But with yourself?
I think that's what happened with me and Thingamabob. That guy. But yeah. I think like, especially because, not that I was, because I'm just going to say it, but like I had people when we met, when we linked, when we connected. So it wasn't even like I was lonely, because I had like that I had male energy in my life, period. Mm-hmm. But like it was sort of, I think before I got with him, maybe I think the sole purpose of my last relationship was for me to actually like realize what I want, so I cannot pay any of these niggas attention. Like I realized that I need, especially the way because my life is sort of like falling apart, but I think in some ways it's also like coming together. Like it's just
birthing, what do they say, birthing scars, or what do they call it, birthing pains or whatever, I forgot what it's called. Yes.
Birthing pains, like it's been hectic birthing pains, and because I'm about to give birth.
This is the energy. This is what you were thinking of, baby. You remember? That's why I'm just like, what if this is it? This is what you were feeling.
Yes.
Oh my god.
But sort of like I'm about to give birth, so I'm about to like have a baby, so I need somebody who's going to be like there to, oh my gosh, I'm actually like tripping out right now.
It's all coming together full circle, bitch. It's all full circle. This is what I was thinking, like literally as you're talking about it, I was
guys.
Isn't this what you were feeling? Like, literally, when was it last week?
My uterus was on. Yes.
Exactly. What if this is it?
Oh my gosh. Toby, oh my god. Anyways, I sort of... Did you get excited? I'm vibrating. What now? Oh.
Okay.
But since I'm about to give birth, I need a partner. Who's gonna like be there when I raise this baby? Who's gonna be there to like hold my hand as I give birth? I just need like a support structure. And I can't, I think maybe what was happening in my previous thing was like, he was going through, oh, this is a lot of information, but child, this is the Chunky Chats podcast. But he was sort of like going through what you're going through. He was going through a heavy transition. And if you are like, because I think maybe with you, instead of like the giving birth, you're like getting pregnant.
I'm getting pregnant.
Like you're trying for a baby. So,
oh my God.
He's trying for a baby and I'm pregnant and we're at different.
Different paths.
Exactly. Like I'm feeling like, you know how pregnant women get swollen feet the bigger they grow. I'm here with swollen feet and stuff like that. You hear vomiting and morning sickness and stuff like that.
I just found out. Damn it.
So I feel like it just wasn't, it wasn't even as simple as we're not in the same places in life. It was just like, it's very unfortunate that we found this connection, but you can't be who I want you to be. Like, you're not the person I need right now. And maybe even when you turn into that person, I'll need a different type of person. Like, maybe my baby will be like 3 years old. You hear like, hi, I'm giving birth. And it's like, you are booty. Like, I have a whole time.
That's so scary, literally. Oh my God.
Like, oh my God. It's disappointing. Because, like, I think the more you grow, the more adult you become. it's no longer just like, oh, I love him. It's sort of like, you love him and?
And! Oh, son of man, and! Love has, what does love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love? But a secondhand emotion. Bitch, she said. Tina said. I mean, why did we think?
She said. Why do we think? Why? Ooh. Why can't we just love?
Yeah. No ways. No ways. Yeah, love is just the nice part, I realized. Love is the nice part.
Sure. I think I enjoyed being, one thing that I really enjoyed about being in the relationship that I was in was the fact that, like, there was so much room for me to grow. Like, he made so much space for me to, like, learn from myself. And, like, some of the things weren't even intentional. It wasn't like he was sitting me down. He's like, this is a problem. It was one of those where, like, we'll just be talking about something. And you know when, like, you have, like, some, what's this thing called? Like, something that you believe in or something that you do comes into question that you've never questioned before. You're always just like, wow. Like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't realize that this is a pattern of mine, or I didn't realize that, like, this is how I am. And then, like, I had to question a lot of things. I had to see a lot of things for the way that they actually were and not how I wanted them to be. And it brought me so much peace. Like, there's so many things that were affirmed in the relationship. There were so many things that were, like, I don't know. It was very healthy. If there's one thing that I can say about the relationship, it felt so healthy. It felt like such a breath of fresh air, because it was like, I didn't have to pretend to be this thing. I didn't have to, like, and I didn't have to switch myself off. That's the thing. Like, I genuinely had to always be switched on. And I think that's where, like, I realized that I have a lot of growing to do, because I was like, this is a lot. Like, I didn't realize that this is what you do when you're in a relationship. Like, this is what it means to trust someone. This is what it means to, like, you know what I mean? To be, allow someone to be with you to that capacity, or at least with myself, like how I navigate or want to navigate my relationships further. Like, I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, praying for healthy relationships in the future. What is something, can I ask, what is something that you found hardest about being a relationship from your end? Like, what was something that you might have not been prepared for, or something that you think that you would want to prioritize going into your next relationship? In that sense.
I think they are like, this sounds so bad. It's going to be like I'm bad mouthing this Jen Chow. But anyways, I think it's like an inner child thing, because like as a child, like naturally I'm a giver. I give. I give leeway. If you need me to be your doormat right now, like I'll do it a bit. Hey, like I'll be your doormat for like 2 minutes. But then after 2 minutes, we need to cut it, right? But there's such thing, or at least I try to find what I'm going to take. Oh God, what I'm going to take into the next relationship is that there's a difference between like compromise and settling.
Ooh,
and it's very tough, because it's like, it's tough because you need to understand, literally, your perfect man does not walk the earth, child. And if he does, you won't find him. Your perfect man is probably in Europe. He lives in Denmark.
Denmark!
You'll never find him. Like, genuinely, life will never allow you to find him. And it is what it is. You have to accept that. But then in accepting that, you can't, because too much information, but this is the Chunky Chats podcast. The reason why
just for the podcast.
But the reason why things ended is because I believed, or I started to believe, that although emotionally this was a person who fulfilled me, This was a person who listened to me. This was a person who, if they didn't understand like what they were doing wrong, they'd want to like talk through it. And I've never had that before. I've always had like people who are like, Janga Aza, you're wrong. Like, I'm right. Okay, you're right. You're right. I'll give it to you. I've never had somebody who genuinely wants to be like, okay, let's talk about this because I genuinely don't understand what's happening right now. And that was so nice to find in a person. But at the same time, we only connected emotionally. Everything else just sort of like, you know, life. And in that aspect, I felt as if I was settling. I felt as if, no, I need somebody who's close to me. I can't have somebody who's in Cape Town when I live in Johannesburg, bitch. Because I need somebody who lives down the road.
Down the bitch next door.
Next door. Like, I need a neighbor. Like, that's my life at this point. Like, I can't be making it work long distance when I'm trying to make it work in my life. Like, I just, one at a time. Like, don't try and cook too many pots at the same time. Something's going to burn. So, like, child, a pot is going to burn. So I was like, you know, I'm going to let that pot burn because these other pots are the main pieces of the dish and I need to eat. So that's something that I learned. Trying, next time I need to find a way, the difference between healthy compromise and settling. Because girl, a bitch is struggling with that. I don't know what the difference is at this point.
Oh, it's the bars. It's the bars. No, but on the real, on the real, knowing the difference between settling and compromising. And settling isn't necessarily like, another thing that always comes with settling is always this thinking of like this person as like they almost don't deserve you. But it's not even like that. It's more of like a, we are both suited for different things. And I can't settle for something that is not suited for the way that I am. Guys, try to be or like accommodate things that are out of who you are. That is too much.
A mission.
That is too much. Compromising is easy because it's one of those where you're not doing something that you entirely wouldn't feel like. It's not like you're accepting something that you entirely wouldn't be thinking. It's something that you would. Not necessarily that it's the first thing that you come to, but you would. Settling is you now taking what you're being dished and it's like, I son, no.
Yes,
no.
Yes.
I ordered two cheeseburgers, not a wrap. I can't do a wrap if I order two cheeseburgers.
Show me.
Why do I have a wrap?
Hi, chunky people. Hi, chunkers. Hi. What do we call you guys? Anyways, this is the end of this podcast. We do have a part two on the way where we talk about pandemic friendships. Cute stuff. We also have an episode on the way. I actually don't know in what sequence these things will come out. Who knows? But yeah, please stay tuned because we do have things in the vault. We've just had very bad issues, child. But if you are curious and want to interact with us, please follow us on Instagram. We were most active, to be honest. Instagram at Chunky Chats Pod. You can also follow us on Twitter at Chunky Chats Pod. But yeah, fantastic. We'll see you guys next week. Okay, bye.